audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains illustrations, checklists, activities, resources, and references, as well as the acknowledgments and about the author sections from the printed edition. I will be referring to the PDF throughout the recording, so be sure to have it handy as you listen. It should be among the files you downloaded when you purchased this audiobook. Dear listener, of all the books I've written, this one is the most personal. It was born in a moment of profound change, a menopausal awakening where I paused, zoomed out, and asked myself, what's working? What's not? That inquiry led me down a path of releasing identities that no longer fit, confronting long-buried grief, and healing old traumas I had tucked away, hoping that they would never resurface. It was raw, it was painful, and it was absolutely necessary. What I discovered and what I hope you'll find woven through each chapter is that the neurochemical shift at menopause offers a mirror, one that reflects a truer version of who we are. This reflection offers us an opportunity to change what no longer works in our life. For me, the changes I deeply needed to make were disorienting at times. Patterns of behavior that felt safe, yet were arduous to hold on to. At times, that made it incredibly hard to write this book from my head. It absolutely had to come from my heart. And I'll be truly honest with you, there were moments I wasn't sure I could finish this book. I wanted to quit more times than I could count. But deep in my soul, I knew this conversation around menopause needed to change. Women deserve a new narrative, one where aging is not something to be feared, but something to be honored. So I kept going. As I wrote, I began to untangle behaviors that had defined me for decades. The ones that made me feel loved, worthy, and accepted through performance and people-pleasing. That identity was no longer serving me. I stepped inward, carved out time to be alone to rediscover my desires and reconnect with a voice that had been silenced long ago. In doing so, I met my true self again. Saying no became my new superpower. But with it came body anxiety, emotional pain, and growing pains as I learned to disappoint others without abandoning myself. Add to that a year of unexpected loss, and it became clear that this book could only be written from a place of full embodied truth. You'll hear that truth throughout the book. This isn't just a health manual. It's an invitation to come home to yourself, to the authentic you, who you turned away from years ago, as I did myself, in order to be loved. From this lens, I'd like to reintroduce myself to you. First, I write this book as a woman, a proud postmenopausal woman, who believes with every fiber of her being that being female is a superpower. My mom used to say, "You're a woman with strong opinions. Speak them." That message stuck with me and taught me to speak my truth boldly. This voice echoes throughout these chapters. Second, I wrote this book as a lover of humanity. This was another key lesson instilled into me by my mom. She used to say, "Find a mission that lights you up and dedicate your life to that." The mission I have poured myself into is helping women remember how powerful their bodies were designed to be. In a world that teaches us to distrust and manipulate our bodies, I want to bring us back to reverence and self-compassion. Your body is not broken. It's brilliant. It loves you fiercely. And the more you understand its design, the more you'll feel that love.